Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right, we will get back to very serious sports things coming up at the top of the hour. But if you've been listening to this show for the last 10 days, you know every day at this time, we are going to update you on what's happening in New Orleans. This is a story that has me completely captured, and I can't wait for the documentary and or the television show. So you guys probably by now know about this. A couple of weeks ago, there was an escape from a New Orleans jail. There were 10 men who escaped. We set an over-under heading into Memorial Day weekend on how many of these men were going to be captured. So 5 of them were already back in custody. When we had our last show, we set the over-under on 1.5 heading into the weekend. I took the under. Rob took the over. Rob felt very confident that somebody from this crew was going back to jail. Well, Rob, go ahead and walk to the window. You can go ahead and cash out because there were 3 men who were captured. So 10 escaped. They have 8 back in custody. There are 2 men remaining. Now, let me tell you the three men that got captured this weekend. Linton Van Buren, he was arrested by local police in Baton Rouge. He was around 82 miles away from New Orleans. So I want to get this straight. These men escaped on May 16th. On May 26th, this man was arrested 82 miles from where he was. So you know what? I'm going to give Linton a little bit of credit because unlike some of his buddies, he at least made an attempt to get out of the city. Now, I mean, going to Baton Rouge from leaving New Orleans, that would be like if you escaped in Kansas City and they caught you in Lawrence, Kansas. I mean, it's right down the street. I mean, come on now. Where was the imagination? Where was the vision? You basically got from Sprint Center all the way to Allen Fieldhouse. Now, I'll give you some credit. Some of your homeboys got caught down on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. You at least made a couple of moves here. But 82 miles, you didn't get that far in 10 days. Now, Leo Tate and Jermaine Donald, they were arrested in Walker County, Texas, after leading the Huntsville Police Department on a high-speed chase. So it doesn't sound like anybody was harmed in this. I know we're having a little bit of fun, but this is certainly a serious matter. I'm happy that these men are back in custody and nobody was harmed in their high-speed chase. Rob, then there were 2. Antoine T. Massey and Derek Groves are the 2 men that are still evading police. We don't know where these 2 individuals are, but everybody else has been captured. 10 men got out. 8 of them are back in custody. 2 men are still on the loose. Now, this is very, very important to note. This weekend, they arrested 12 people in connection with this. Rob, they are saying if you help these inmates in any way, you are going to jail. Rob, they arrested somebody's grandma on this. They arrested a woman. Her name is Connie Whedon. She's the grandmother of one of these. She says that her grandson reached out to her for a little bit of help. And you know what? She sent him a little bit of money on the Cash App. Now, I know that this woman should not be sending this fugitive a little money on the Cash App, but his granny. Some of us know your grandma, she gonna have your back and she gonna believe the best in you no matter what you are accused of. You're her baby. And you come to grandma asking for a little bit of help. It doesn't matter what you've been accused of. If she got $2 in your pocket, she going to figure out a way to get you 3. We can't be arresting granny for trying to help out. How much money do we think granny gave this man? How much money do we think that granny gave Jermaine Donald? Obviously not that much. Come on now. We got a free granny. I didn't know now. There were 10 people that got out. I didn't know we was planning on putting more people into the jail. I'm going to defend Grandma here, Rob. I'm going to defend Connie Whedon. There ain't no reason for Connie Whedon to be going to jail for just trying to help out her grandson and do anything that a loving grandmother would do.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. What if we find out the amount Granny helped out? Like you're saying, I bet she just threw a little money on the Cash App. She just did a little Venmo just to help. If she gave $60, like, hey, get some gas and a t-shirt and, you know, good luck evading the law. I'm with you. What if she's giving real coin? What if she's dropping like, here's $550. Don't get caught, honey. Here's $1,000. Why don't you evade police? Does your tune change with the number of money? Because it feels like you're discounting Granny because you're like, oh, she was just helping out on the Cash App. Helping out is a wide spectrum. And I'm curious if that spectrum has you change tune at any point.
Rob, I understand how you maybe can't say what I'm about to say. I don't think that Connie Whedon is maybe rolling in this. And I just don't think that Connie Whedon is maybe providing the kind of support that you think she could potentially be providing her grandson who escaped from jail. I'm just going to go out here and assume a little bit. I saw the picture. I read the story. I'm just going to assume that Connie Whedon did not Cash App this man $1,000. She probably gave him what she had.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.